Night X, KK Knox.
Course, you're listening to the Modern Crowd Podcast, you know, the podcast with hoop dreams, and I'm sitting here on the phone with
Dark Knight X. Yes, sir. Glad you can finally get to me.
Word. So, tell the people, you know, you are unsigned artist. You know, you're making music, and you know, you've been doing music at BDE. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from San Diego, California. I moved to Atlanta when I was like 13. I was into music back in middle school. You know what I mean? Just a young kid messing around, playing with beats and stuff like that. And then I really, I guess, grew a passion for it with my eighth grade year of middle school. But then I would have my songbook, and one time I was sitting at the lunch table and a bunch of bullies or whatever, they just came and ripped up my songbook and just threw it in the trash. So I kind of gave up on music for like a long time. But then 10th grade, about like 2015, I'm listening on SoundCloud, and this the late artist XXXTentacion, you know, I was listening to Vice City by him and stuff like that. And I was listening to him and listening to him, and I watched him progress and all that other stuff. And listening to him progress and all that other stuff. And after that, he inspired me to keep going with my passion and stuff like that. That's where I got the, it's crazy because that's where I really originally got the name Dark Knight X from.
Okay. So he's motivated you a lot, you know, with your music and stuff.
Right.
Okay. So tell us about some of your music. Tell us, you know, top singles. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I got a couple of songs out right now, but I think the top one that I'm really, like, counting on is going to be this one that's dropping actually tomorrow, June 9th. It's called No More by KK Knox featuring Dark Knight X. It's going to be available on Apple Music, SoundCloud, Spotify. Y'all go check that out when it drops. But yeah, the reason I say that one will be like more of my top single, because that's when I actually like put time in. It was a lot of emotion into it. You know, Knox, he's a wonderful artist. He was going through, and he was, you know, he just sent me an email, and I listened to the song, and I said, okay, cool, bro, I'll hop on it. So I hopped on it, and I went with the flow, and I just started thinking about my past relationships and stuff like that, how I've been feeling, and it just gave me the lyrics for it.
Okay, cool. You know, I've listened some of your songs on BDE because, you know, of the quarantine, and of course, you know, BDE had to do their, you know, artist showcase on live and stuff like that, in which I want to get into, you know. So let's talk about the situation that happened. I told you we was gonna talk about this. So the situation
keep it real.
Keep it real.
Well, we're keeping it 100% real. I'm very controversial. I know how to I like to spice things up a little bit. I like to keep my name in the conversation and stuff like that. That it was just like that night, it was the previous night before, you know what I mean? Everybody was going crazy, everybody was putting their piece, and I was really coming in with like a lot to prove, because the last time I did it, I was like thinking I was gonna win or whatever, and I didn't even make the top three. So this time, you know, I racked my songs together, listened, picked out my best three, and I just sent them in, and I came in with something to prove. And then it was just like in the comments and stuff like that. I'm not even gonna lie to you. They're talented. All of them are talented. All of them have flow. All of them have different styles. And like and by the way, we're actually cool now. Like we don't talk, but like all beef has been squashed and stuff like that. But it's just like I didn't like how, you know, everybody in there was talented. Everything was going hard. Everything was going how it should be. And then, you know, they just come in there thinking they are that. So me, I'm one of those, I like to consider myself a vigilante or whatever. Like, I'm not a hero. Sometimes I do the wrong, like, it's whatever. But it's just like, at that point in time, I was like, you know what, okay, let me show how good these guys really not. And then comes down to the battle, you know, I'm spitting a verse off the dome. The homie spent his verse off the dome, which was actually very lyrical. And then they just came in and they was all playing and like goofing around, not even really caring about it and not even like taking it seriously. At least that's what it felt like to me.
Let me just cut into this part. So when it came time, does it sound like you was very passionate at this time? You know, you was ready with all your songs. You wanted to be the top three. And you felt like, I guess, with the other people that participated, they didn't really have that passion towards that. And you just thought you was in the top three at that moment. Is that
pretty
is
much
that really correct? Okay, go. So, I mean, I was there for that night. So, I seen that. So, go ahead, finish this story.
So, then it was like when the after I dropped my verse, the homie, he went crazy on his with his lyrical, like all the messages that he was throwing out there. I liked that a lot. And then what's even crazier is when he went more than 16. Had I known we could have went more than 16, I'm sitting here like, whoa, like we can do that. We could have did that. Like I had a lot more that I wanted to say and stuff like that. So, and then it was like when they went, they were just goofing around. You know, they came on there like talking mess and stuff like that, and like dude spit his verse or whatever, then had the other dude spit his verse. It was just like, I'm sitting here like, yo, this is like business. I don't know about y'all. I don't know if y'all serious about this, but they seem to be, because you know they got their own built-in studio or whatever. You know what I mean? Like all shouts out to them. This is no disrespect towards them at all, but it's more like there's people on here that actually wants to and needs to make it. Like this is their only way out. So it's just like, me, after spitting my verse, homie spit his, they spit theirs. You know, me and my brother, we sitting here watching the live and stuff like that. And we like, oh, yeah, I totally got this in the bag. I'm either coming in first or second, because it was really a neck and neck. In my opinion, it was really a neck and neck between me and the homie. Mm-hmm. And then to find out I came in third, I was just like, whoa. Like that initiated some type of rage within me. That's okay. Why I wanted to go again, because, like, but.
Nice. The thing I want to know is, why did you think you was going to come in first or second?
Because, like, I was sitting here and I was, like, just going about how my flow was. It was unique. It was different. It wasn't something that most people would have heard. And then in the comments, you know, people were saying, like, oh, I bodied it. Now, I'm not one to listen to the comments and stuff like that, because everybody has their own opinion. Word. But then on top of that, I'm just that confident in myself as an artist that I really felt like I had either first or second in the bag.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, confidence is always key. I mean, when I do this podcast and stuff, I feel like I'm number one. You know what I'm saying? So I totally understand. Mm-hmm. So let's go into the next day. The next day, that morning. You was talking your talk. So tell me about that.
Oh, yeah. Next day, see, that's the thing though. It was which made me more mad and more upset was because, like, once I lost that, I didn't really lose, even though I came in second place. It was just, like, it hit me a lot to the point where I was restless. Like, I could not sleep that whole night. I was really up listening to beats, like, rapping, just, like, I was getting so upset that my brother had to, like, kind of tell me, like, yo, bro, relax. Like, it's over with. I understand you're upset, but dude, it's, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. You still rapping. You still out this. Like, bro, relax. Go to sleep. Get some rest. And I'm sitting here telling him, and I'm like, no, because you know I should have had that in the bag. I'm not going to stop until I perfect my craft or whatever. So, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, I come up. I look at the sun. My phone dies. I say, okay, cool. I'm going to go charge my phone. I sit down, and I see that he's going to have the hot 16. And I'm like, okay, cool. This is my chance for redemption. You know what I mean? But as a friendly joke, you know what I'm saying? Just to spark up a couple of, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm controversial. I always have been. Mm-hmm. Just as, like, you know, a little friendly joke or whatever, I was like, I hope that he shows up. You know what I mean?
Word.
He took it as if me, like, disrespecting him and coming from him, but it wasn't that at all. Like, I was really just, you know, joking around, like, having a little fun, you know what I mean? But it's like, when I seen he got serious and tried to call me a fan, that kind of was just like, whoa, like, wait a minute. Low-key just disrespecting me. Like, your music good, yeah, but it's not to the, like, a fan, like, relax. So then that just kind of, and then that on top of losing to them yesterday, that kind of just, like, uplifted an uproar within me, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I kind of just, like, let them kind of slip me out of my character a little bit, which was my fault. Like, I can't blame them for reacting the way that they reacted.
True. I mean,
but I just felt like...
No, go ahead.
I just felt like they took it too seriously. Like, in my eyes, I was joking with them. You know what I mean? Just trying to, like, be, like, you know, like, it's like a little love tap you'll give to your brother, you know, and he'd be like, chill, you playing too much. You know what I mean?
Word.
They took it as if, like, I'm coming for them. Like, oh, yeah, like, slow it down. I just dissed you. You feel me? I'm just like, no, I didn't even diss you, bro. I was playing.
True. So, let me just interject here. So, let me put it in like this. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get through the whole story. So, you know, you threw a joke out there. You know what I'm saying? You know, just friendly joke. They took it kind of serious. And, you know, it became something. It, you know, and then it turned into y'all about the battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Why did you choose the battle rap route? Like, why did you want a battle rap?
Well, the battle rap thing, it was more of my brother's idea than anybody else's, because, like, he was seeing how mad I was getting, he was seeing how, like, upset I was getting, and he was telling me, like, you know, he was like, you know what, challenge them, like, you're good enough, I've heard you and I've heard them, challenge them, you can win. So I was like, you know what, I let him hype my head up, and I was like, you know what, you're right, I am that good, because I've always had that doubt within myself that I'm not. Then I put music out there, and it be something, like, I said, the day before, I had put a song out there that I haven't even released yet, that I made way back when I was, before I started even getting serious about music. And he says that that's one of the best songs he's heard from me. Songs that I've put out that I've actually dedicated myself to, you know what I mean? So I was just like, you know what, forget it then. Like, all right, cool. I'll challenge y'all to a battle. I'll battle all y'all. 1v1, like, or 1v1, 3v1, it doesn't matter.
Word.
But it got to a point where I was getting myself worked up, you know, it was hot, hadn't slept all that night, haven't ate, haven't done none of that. I'm not making an excuse for myself, but it was just like, I got myself so worked up, like, beforehand, that when it came down to the lies, I'm not sure if you're ready to get into that part.
Let me cut you there. Let me just cut you. We're going to tell the live part. So, I saw that morning, you know, you was talking your shit, you know what I'm saying? I even messaged you and told you, I said, yo, talk your stuff. Yeah, because the way you was talking, you know what I'm saying? You was talking wild. I've never heard you rap. You know what I'm saying? I've never heard you rap.
Right.
And I mean, other than your songs, but I, you know, when you get into battle rap, it's a whole nother lane. You know what I'm saying? So when you was like, the way you was talking, I was like, oh, all right, okay, yo, you might got the bars coming, and you was talking spicy. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
When the other guy that you had at that time, you wanted to battle because of the situation, that guy came in with some confidence too, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
That's why I was like, you know, like you said, you wasn't looking at the comments, but, you know, that's why I kept saying, I was like, yo, if you talking spicy like that, yo, you can't, if the guy talking about money, you got to do it. And, you know, that's when y'all had that $15 bet for the one rounder. But, yeah, that's why I was like, yo, just the way, like you said, you was worked up. I could tell you was worked up, but the way you was talking, I had all belief in you. So, Now we're going to tell it apart about when the live turned on. This is when the battle rap started. Cell turns on live, BDE, everybody in there. Yo, you promoted that battle rap situation very well. I'm just going to tell you that. A lot of people came in there to watch that. A lot. So go ahead. I'm going to let you tell the story, and then we're going to continue off that.
Oh man, like, okay, so this is what me and my brother had ended up coming up with. It was like, you know what, $15, three rounds, whoever wins, you know what I'm saying, gotta send it. I had my 15, you know what I mean, like, I had already got 15 on me, so I was like, okay, I'll put on 15, I'm not tripping. So initially the offer that I gave was, you know, we get three rounds, you know what I mean? Like, three rounds, 16 for 16 for all for $15 and stuff like that. You know, because I really wanted to prove something, you know what I mean? That I can, because each round I was going to switch up my flow. Like, it was going to be one where, you know what I mean, I could have been joking around but still throwing, like, you know, punchlines and stuff in there. It could have been another one where I was lyrical. Then another one, because, you know, like I said, I'm a versatile artist. I could have been, like, either on some, like, hype loud shit or some chill lo-fi shit. But it was just like, when he kind of switched it up at the last second, I really wasn't prepared for that. But I was like, you know what, you don't got to be prepared, you're Dark Knight X, just go out there and do you. But then it's like that moment in time, everything slowed down for me. And right when I was about to go and I was about to start speaking, everything, like everything physically just started to hit me. Like, mentally I felt like I was there, but like my body is just like, my mind and my body wasn't corresponding at that time. Like, my mind, I'm sitting there rapping, but I'm not saying anything. I can't speak. It's like I'm zoned out. And that's because my body kind of like, out of all the times they could have chose to shut down, my body shut down right then and there. Like, it's like the exhaustion from not sleeping, the sun beating down on me, you know what I mean? Not getting anything to drink or eat, like, me being so mad that it rose my blood pressure. Like, it's like playing football. It's like when you're doing conditioning and stuff like that, and you run your first three wind sprints, like, all out. When it gets like to the last couple wind sprints, you don't have that much gas left, which makes it extra. So I was just sitting here and I was just like, after the live ends, after my turn is over, I was beating myself over that. Cause I'm just like, yo, like, out of all times that my body wanted to shut down, my body shut down right then and there. Cause like, I was in a whole different zone. Cause Wow. While I'm zoned out in my mind, I hear my voice and I'm going crazy. I'm thinking I'm spitting. But when I watched the live, I'm just sitting there looking at myself. I'm not saying anything. I'm just kind of staring off into space, all weary-eyed.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
I'm sitting here just thinking.
No. What I'm gonna say is, so for the people that's listening, this is not a way in, you know, trying to embarrass you or nothing. But
we're gonna tell a story.
So what happened?
I got in here. You know, I was still talking my ish before I started. Before I started rapping or whatever.
Exactly.
But then I choked. You know what I mean? Nothing came out. I started stumbling on my words and stuff like that. Like, it happens to the best of us.
No, you're right.
No excuses.
You're right. Exactly. I mean, it happens to the best of us. I'm going to be totally honest. You said something really funny. And I'll be, to this day, this is why, when, like, after the situation happened, you know, I talked to you. I was just like, yo, you know, You it's just like, you know, if you sit here and say, I'm gonna give $1 million and you only give it 10, You know, people are going to be like, what in the hell? You know what I'm saying? You said really funny line. Yeah. I don't know if you remember, but you said after they gave you a second chance trying to rap, you said you thought you saw somebody in the woods. I thought that was really funny. I'm sorry. I was
right because it was like
I was cracking up when I heard it. He was like, "Yo, I thought I saw somebody in the woods." I was like, "Oh," but nah. I mean, at that time, I understood. You know, like don't get me wrong, because like you know, I love basketball, football. You know, I love sports, and you know, I talk a lot of shit. I talk a lot of shit. All my, you know. I'm a Giants fan, Knicks fan, all that. I talk shit about my team. They get their ass whooped. I come up with excuses too. But, you know, and we're going to be honest. It was a moment that you came up with an excuse. And, you know, and I saw that you got frustrated with yourself because everybody, when the next person rapped, you know, everybody was like, okay, he won.
Right. And I was just like, I was mad. Like, I was so mad. Because, like, I'm not even going to lie to you, there was nobody in the woods. It was just, like, the first excuse that popped in my head. Because, no, I'm tired. Like, I can barely breathe. I can barely keep my eyes open. So I'm just, like, I started going. And then I looked up and I stopped. And I was, like, dang it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, everybody, you know, everybody in the comments roasting me. I was, like, come up with the best excuse you got in your head. Wait, you're in the woods. Anybody can walk through. Yo, there was somebody in the woods. And I was like, man, I lost. I was like, you know, I'm going to just accept my L. So the whole, but it was crazy because this next part we're trying to get into is why I sound very controversial. And like, when it comes to using my mind, like, I'm low key a genius at it. But.
Word.
So the next part happens. He goes, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. He brought it with him. The verse that I had, I felt like would have beat his, but he brought it. He brought the intensity. He brought the fans. He brought, you know what I mean? He was, you know, outside environment. They was having a cookout. He was having fun. And that's what really kind of, like, made me, at that moment in time, even though I was too prideful to say it, I really had respect for him right then and there because I'm just like, yo, even though, you know what I'm saying, this is like a serious moment, he's still finding a way to make it fun. And I was like, yo. Hey, even though I might not like him right now, but he's one cool dude. You know what I'm saying? So, but then it happens, you know what I mean? I'm thinking it over, and I'm like, okay, I got the 15 to pay him. But I low-key just went out bad. So, like,
no, you know what I mean? To be totally honest, yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
Like, I'm just sitting here, I'm like, dang, I just went out bad. But then it popped in my head, and I'm like, yo. Like, even though you just went out bad, you can still make it controversial to the point where your name can still be around and still be in the area. And then on top of that, I was already writing a song called Villain. And I'm like, yo, like, this can work out in two ways. A, it goes exactly how you want it to go. And when your song Villain drops, everybody's going to be on that. Or B, you can tarnish your name before your name is even made. So I'm just like, I'm sitting here fighting with myself, and I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, you know what? Just risk it. See what you're going to do. So I was like, you know what? No, I ain't going to pay him the money. Forget all that. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm sitting here making up all types of excuses. He had all his fans there. Everybody I invited there didn't come, and he changed up the rules at the last minute, you know what I'm saying? I'm just making up every single excuse in the book, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But not knowing that on the side, I'm really having a conversation with somebody in there because, you know, I left the live for a minute because I had to leave the live. Even though I didn't want to, I had to leave the live because, like, I wanted to, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to hear, I didn't want to be there when I was being talked about. So the homie, I forget his Instagram name, but he knows what I'm talking about when he hears this. He DMs me and he's like, yo, I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. Like, you, even though you lost, you're the talk of the whole live right now. Like,
Facts.
What's going on? Like, he's like, what's going on? Because they're like, are you going to pay him? Are you going to pay him? I'm like, of course I'm going to pay the man. Like, I lost. I'm a man of my word. But the type of artist that I'm trying to be and studying the type of artists that I studied, they were all controversial. They all did things that brought, you know what I'm saying, fire around their name. So I'm just like, that's crazy. I can do the same thing, especially if I'm trying to become who I'm trying to become, and I call myself a protege. I call myself an unknown protege of a young legend like XXS and Tacion. So I'm just like, you know what? Okay, cool. Even though I am going to pay him later on down the line, I'm just going to say that I'm not. Start a whole beef, keep my name in the whole atmosphere. So he's like, yo, I'm not even going to lie to you. That's some controversial shit. Like, hey, that's fine though. But if you gonna pay him, like, you need to hurry up and do it, because like, isn't like the thing is, yeah, they're talking about you. And your name is like is a big buzz right now, but it's not in a good way. Like you're on the verge of losing respect from a whole lot of artists. And I said, oh yeah, appreciate that. See, I ain't know that. So then it's a private DM between me and the guy. No, Sel. Before that, Sel calls me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sel calls me. And he calls me and he's like, yo, like you know what I mean? Are you gonna pay him? Are you gonna pay him? I'm like, I said, I told Sel I wasn't.
Oh, man.
Because I didn't want him. I told Sel I wasn't because I didn't want him to go back lying and tell everybody that I was gonna pay him, so they would get they'll calm down on my name and stuff like that. And then just like my whole little thing just goes to shreds, you know what I mean?
Word.
So I kind of told him, and I was just like, this is what I told Sel, which was partially true, but at the same time, it was just me coming up with something at the top of my head. So I was just like, he asked me if I'm going to pay him, and I said, no, he as far as that money, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I lost, but as far as that money, he can kiss my ass about it. Like, that's all dead. Like, Sel, think about it. As many times as I've hopped on your hot 16, how many times have I not... have I completely bodied every single verse that I did? And he was like, I know, that's the crazy thing about it. Like, that really surprised me that you choked like that, because it never happened. Like, it was like you were not even yourself. Like, your confidence wasn't there. Like, it was just nothing. I saw no life in you. And I was like, exactly. Think about it. I'm an artist that's going to make, like, listeners use their mind, especially with things that I say, with how I act. I did it all for a reason. It was all on purpose. Now, towards the end, which was partially true, because towards the end, even though I did not mean to mess up, like I told Sel, I meant to mess up, but I didn't really mean to mess up. It was really me thinking on the fly of how I could still, even though I low-key just took an L, it could be a W in another way in the future. So I was just like, you know what? Like, I meant to mess up. I meant to do that. I let him win, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So he was just like, I mean, do what you gotta do, but you know, your word is a big part of respect done as in the industry. So I was just like, I mean, at this point, I can really care what the industry has to say about me. They gonna have to deal with it, you know what I'm saying? It's either they accept me or they don't. It's no gray area.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I can respect that. And we hung up. Like 15, 30 minutes later, you know, a solo DM came in between me and him, you know. I really, at that point in time, wanted to tell him, like, yo, bro, you know what I'm saying? I have so much respect for you. Like, you are a talented artist. I really like the anger is the best of me. I apologize. But, you know, like I said, I'm a controversial artist, so I had to keep the whole bad boy, no fuck you attitude going. So I was just like, man, fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because he DMs me. He's like, so you really not going to pay me my money? And I say, no, because that was some bullshit. Like, goddamn, how you gonna change the rules at the last second? You gotta just make a couple of excuses. Then they're talking about pulling up and all that other shit. And I'm just like, man, pull up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know where I'm at. I don't care if it's you. I don't care if it's him. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if it's all of y'all. Y'all all can pull up. I'm here. I'm with it. What's up? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm going on my Instagram story, and I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, calling them out. You know what I mean? Tagging them like, yo, this is where I'm at. I'm in Stockbridge 138. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm coming for them. But then eventually, enough is enough. You know what I mean? I generated enough buzz that I wanted to generate. Things were really starting to get serious. I was actually getting more angry than I already was. And it wasn't starting to look good on myself. Like, physically. I was starting to get dizzy. I was starting to, like, stumble when I walk, and later on, nobody knows this, but later on that day, I kind of passed out from dehydration. So before I passed out, like right before, I just went ahead and I was like, yo, bro, you know, even though I really don't want to do this, because I really don't feel like your rap was all that, me still being in the Bad Boy controversial era, I'ma still do it because one thing about myself, I am a man of my word. I was the one that made the challenge. I messed up. You won, so sent him the money. Mutual respect is there. All beef is dropped. I sent it to Sal, I sent it to you. You know what I mean? But I really generated enough buzz for it to keep my name low key in the conversation, because now in my mind, I'm not sure if this is what everybody else is thinking. I'm not sure if this is what you were thinking, but in my mind, I'm thinking like, yo, like they're thinking about me, like, yo, what is this dude? Like, first he was all, you know what I'm saying, roof, then he got time to it, then it's like nothing. And now all of a sudden, you know what I mean, he's still wolfing, but now he's calmer. And like, I'm sitting here giving you guys so many different personalities. You guys are sitting here thinking about me, like, what is it with him that's just like so controversial? Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like it was really mission complete, like, from there. Even though I didn't get the full W, I feel like I took a W in a way.
Gotcha. Okay, no, that makes sense. I mean, I think, do you feel like the whole situation was a learning experience? Let me ask you that.
Yes, it really was. Like, it was really a learning experience for me, you know what I mean? Like, as far as like getting, like letting my body rest, you know what I mean? Like, yes, you can have all the bars in the world, you can have all the, you know what I mean, fans in the world, but unless you're healthy enough to perform, then it doesn't really matter. And then it was also a learning experience for me to, you know, like just give mutual respect, because like that's how I am now. Like, any, you know what I'm saying, any live that I join through, whether it be BDE, whether it be Sell the Promoter, AJ the Music Guru, like any live that I join that has like a live, you know, music rating, I show mutual respect to each artist. But it was really more of a, you don't know how talented somebody is until you get into it with them. You know what I mean? Because like I said, he brought it. Like, he brought out a side of bars. I'm just sitting here, I'm just like, yo, I didn't even know he could do that. I'm sitting here thinking he's one of those, you know, future mumble rappers, but he actually says some stuff. And I'm just like, yo, like, hey, he got my respect from that one. So it was really, as far as what I learned that day, was keep your body intact so when it comes down to game time, you can actually perform, and also give that mutual respect to another artist, because just because they may show one side, it doesn't mean that that's all they have in their category.
No, that's the facts. I mean, overall, you know, and what I want to do is definitely like, would you let me ask you this, would you battle rap again?
Of course I would battle rap again. And you know, I would, like, it was just an L. You know, everybody takes L's once, like, even the greatest battle rappers, they've taken L's before. There's always somebody. There's always a match for somebody.
Word. No, most definitely.
Because I lost. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying you're right. Like, you know, most people, you know, they take their L's, but it's, the thing is, it's like, you got to be able to take your L's. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
just like
just,
ever since then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
It's like ever since then, it was more of a, like, I dug deeper into my own category. So now, like, with the songs that I'm working on now, I'm bringing out different flows that I've never tried before, different styles of music I've never tried before, different beats, different genres, you know what I mean? Like, now I'm digging deeper within myself. Just like, I'll just randomly look at a sign and just start freestyling and use a punchline within itself. Like, so it's just like, I've really just been practicing, reaching in deeper within myself, you know what I mean? Listening to X, his versatility, listen to like other artists around the whole emo category of rap. Even started listening to more of the Migos because I want a song where I'm like flowing as if, but this is like me, but I'm flowing like that, as fast as they be flowing and stuff like that. Started listening to more like R&B music and stuff like that. I'm just really trying to my goal is to master every genre of sound and to completely become versatile. And I got that saying from XXXTentacion when he was alive. He posted it on Twitter. And ever since then, ever since he posted it, I've reposted it, and I've been living by that the whole time. So it was like, I really want to master, and if I can't even master it, at least get good at it, to where I can just consider myself, when anybody comes to me with any style of song, I can be confident enough to know that I'm going to give that person that wants me to feature on their song a good enough feature to where it makes the song good all around. But also not for them, but for myself, to know that I'm fully complete when it comes to music. Like, I can be an R&B artist, I can be a emo artist, I can be a trap artist, you know what I mean? I can be a West Coast artist. Like, I might even mess around in the future and drop a country song, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm half Samoan, I might learn my language and actually drop a song where I'm speaking English and Samoan at the same time. It's like so many different varieties of options of music that I can go into, that I'm just so hungry to explore. Because when all around, when if God given, I make it that to where all the big names are, and you know, they're, I'm getting ready for my XXL freshman freestyle, and they're doing the comparisons, they're like, yo, he reminds, like, him as a person, he's his own person, but when it comes to, like, artists, he, you know, you get a lot of people out of this one person, but the one person you get is the one that I call my my mentor, my unknown mentor, because I never knew him, but it's like through his music I felt all the messages. And this is like, he's literally, out of all the years of me listening to music, the closest rapper that I've, closest artist that I've ever, you know, felt connected to.
Word.
So when he passed away, it took a toll on me. Like, it was very hard. I wanted to quit music, you know what I mean? I wasn't as energetic, you know? I was just walking around depressed, listening to his music all the time, couldn't stop crying, couldn't stop thinking about him. But it was more of a, one night I fell asleep and I had a dream, and in my head, I just heard his voice say, remember to remember. And I just woke up, and ever since then, I've made it like a personal goal to, if I can't at least make it to the big names, I'm at least going to have my name surface around it. You know what I mean?
Word.
I'm going to continue to spread his message of positivity and stuff like that. But everyone's human, you know what I mean? Like, I still have my moments where I'll do things just to get my name. Like, that moment right there, that was really just a clout chasing moment. I wanted clout at that time because I felt like by me losing that battle rap, nobody's really gonna mess with me like that. So I wanted to, instead of using my lyrics and my music, I decided to use my brain, but also to spread his message of peace, love, and positivity throughout the rest of the world, and basically finish what he started.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just glad that you learned off this situation, because it was a very interesting one. Very interesting. I'm a huge fan of battle rap. And the reason why I asked you to be battle rap, you know, I might find you an artist one day, and I might have to call you up and let y'all spit up bars on a podcast and let the people pick who's the best. You know, you could be the champion on the modern crowd and the BDE. You know what I'm saying? So
I just wanted to ask you that.
Say that one time.
Like, it was really the crazy part about it is the initial plan was, like, because I messed up in the live, I was planning to perform June 3rd. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was planning to perform June 3rd. They said they were going to be there. They said that I better not show up, and I better not show up alone. I better show up with some type of security, because while I'm on stage, things might be on and popping. You know what I mean? Me, personally, I took that as a hit. And I was just like, oh, bet then. All right, cool. Because the initial plan was, yes, I'll mess up in the live, but then when I get on stage, like, it doesn't matter what song that I'm going through, I'm gonna, like, after that song is over, like, I'm gonna tell the DJ to hold it right quick, and I'm gonna turn to whatever direction they was, and I was gonna say the verse or the bar that I was gonna say on the live to them, even, like, you know, walking into the crowd to be up front with them and stuff like that. Like, that was my initial plan. Even though I knew it kind of would have looked bad in that whole situation, it was just like, that's really going to put your name in the conversation, because now everybody looks at you as the bad boy, the bad guy, the troublemaker, which led me up to this song that I made called Villain. And if we have enough time for that, I'll get into all that later. But
Where? Well, I was just going to tell you, this is pretty much the end of the interview, but we could definitely talk about it more. We could definitely talk about it more. But y'all make sure y'all follow Dark Knight. Yo, go ahead and give you your Instagram, Twitter, whatever your platforms are. Let them know where they can find you.
All right, you can find me on Instagram at DarkKnightX_VR70. You can find me on Twitter at DarkKnightX1700. You can find me on SoundCloud at DarkKnightX. You can find me on Spotify as DarkKnightX. Apple Music, DarkKnightX, and now I'm about to start dropping music on YouTube, so you can also find me as DarkKnightX. And another thing before we go is not Dark Knight. Like, I've been hearing a lot of people say that in the lives and stuff like that, and it always brings them a Batman reference. It didn't affect me at first, but then it's just like everybody kept rolling with it, and I'm just like, yo, you guys are forgetting the main letter that I put right there. Like, my rap name, my artist name is Dark Knight X.
Yeah, make sure y'all say and Dark Knight X. Meaning. Don't forget that. All right. Well, I appreciate you, Dark Knight X, for coming on here. You know, we had to tell a story. I told you we was going to do this. But
hey, I was looking forward to it too. I was just like, it was like 2 weeks that went by, and I'm just like, we still doing that interview, you know what I mean? But like, it's fun, you know what I mean? This is my first official interview as an artist, so it's just like, I'm hype about it. Like, I'm really excited. This is a big milestone for me, and I want to say shout out to the Modern Crowd, because this is an absolute honor. Because like I said, this is my first official interview. This is a big milestone for me, and I'm looking forward to the many more interviews to come.
Word, most definitely. We definitely gonna do some more interviews, my brother. I told you, I'm trying to get you in a battle rap. I want you to battle rap somebody on here. I want to hear these bars. You already showed sell. I'm trying to hear these bars, all right? This is what I saw last time. All right. You was talking about seeing people in the woods, so I gotta see something different, all right? So,
all right.
This is pretty much it, man. You already know this is the Modern Crowd. We out.
1700 over 700. Very rare, Dark Knight X, DKX, yeah. I'm a San Diego nigga, you a fuck nigga, smoke on my weed, fucking gorilla, you a fuck nigga, I can't fuck with you, no. I put your face in the dirt and I make you realize that I am a killer. I'm 18, got put out by phones, nigga, swear to God that I'm not alone, but I'm out here grinding on my own. 2017 was my worst year, 25, damn near, locked up in a jail cell, facing 25 with no bail. That was 2018, a young nigga was 17. Nigga been dealing with shit since a young nigga was a motherfucking preteen. Lost my brother to the damn streets, it wasn't after him, it was after me, while everybody counting on